at the end of a lane, flanked on one side by a quick-set hedge, on the other by a wild common, what was called the copse commenced. But before I arrived near the spot, I heard a loud and tremendous cackling, and met two young long-legged pullets running with both wings and feet toward home. Jock pricked up his sharp ears and would have set off at full gallop to the copse, but I restrained him, hastening onward, however, at the top of my speed, thinking I had as good a right to see what was the matter as Jock. Poor Yariko! An impertinent fox cub had attempted to carry off one of her children, but she had managed to get them behind her in the hedge, and, venturing boldly forth, had placed herself in front, and positively kept the impudent animal at bay. His desire for plunder had prevented his noticing our approach, and Jock soon made him feel the superiority of an English mastiff over a cub fox. The most interesting portion of my tale is to come. Yariko not only never afterward ventured to the copse, but formed a strong friendship for the dog, which had preserved her family. Whenever he appeared in the yard, she would run to meet him, prating and clucking all the time, and impeding his progress by walking between his legs, to his no small annoyance. If any other dog entered the yard, she would fly at him most furiously, thinking, perhaps, that he would injure her chickens. But she evidently considered Jock her especial protector, and treated him accordingly.